It's been quite a few years since our district had invested in the upgrading of our school, the facility in particular. And this is where our staff and our community's kids spent a great deal of their time. But last fall, we greatly improved the appearance of the lawn in front of the high school. This summer, we're installing new flooring in the high school, and we are going to be renovating our shop building as well. And I think those are all positive things. For years, I maintained that our kids deserve the best we can afford to give them, both in design and in educational instruction. And I would like to encourage the district to continue in that direction and will advocate, if elected, for those improvements so our citizens can truly say they are proud to be SC. As far as correcting anything, I would like to see our district try to improve communicating and involving our community and patrons more. I think it's pretty easy to forget that not every community member has a child in our school. And I think it's up to the district to make sure all facets of the community feel as though they are welcome and that their concerns are recognized. So those are the two things I would like to commend and work on. I would also like to, unless you have further questions, I'd like to end this conversation by adding, in those 45 years, I have taught two generations of students. Those students have become my kids, and they'll always be my kids. I've seen them learn, and I've seen them grow. I've been to their graduations, their weddings, their baby showers, and sadly, sometimes their funerals. Decades later, those kids call me if they need something. I think I've made a connection with those students and their families, and I believe I have the strength, the determination, and the heart to help make SC a place where our parents, our students, and our staff will be proud to be part of our system.